Blog Talk Radio.
Our community have become toxic waste, and those in high places are planning to remove the toxic waste. And while we flitter and live this frivolous, foolish life, seeking pleasure from our bodies and pleasure from the bodies of others, and seeking to be famous and wealthy in this world, to be used by the power to make our people think that if you go to school and work hard, you too can be successful. That's a lie. I don't give a damn how many of you go to school and work hard. They select a few out of the mass to deceive the rest that this house is not your house. And you are going to have to think about a house of your own, because white America, listen to me good, man, cannot support you any longer. White America cannot give jobs to her millions of unemployed, much less ours. Did you hear me? Elijah Muhammad told us in the 60s we should pool our resources and get farmland, because there is no freedom without land. You remember those teachings? He said that the time of separation had come, and that we are going to have to think about building a nation of our own. You, in the 60s, you were ready to say it's nation time. You don't say that no more, because you have been deceived into thinking that inclusion into this is your salvation. This that you want to be included in has no future. None.
Greetings and assalamu alaikum. Welcome to tonight's edition of the Time to Leave Blog Talk Radio Show. As our beloved minister says, we must find a house of our own. And part of home ownership, once we get this house, once we get this community, we have to care for ourselves while we're alive. And guess what? We have to care for ourselves after we pass. That's part of the responsibility of being a head of a household. And today we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about insurance. And so I'm not going to delay the show. I'm going to bring on a host who is going to host a lively conversation with some insurance experts. And that's Sister Ann Mukmin. Sister Ann, if you can press the 1 on your pad, and I will open your line. Okay. As-salamu alaykum, Sister Ann.
Wa alaykum salam, Brother Carlton. How are you?
I am well, by the grace of Allah. And what about yourself?
I'm doing just fine. Well, today we're going to be talking about insurance. We have with us two people who are highly experienced in the insurance industry and who can give us a lot of information. Do we have them on yet, Brother Carlton? Sister Niambe?
Sister Niambe or Sister Viola? If you're on the line, press the 1 on your keypad so we can open your mic and start the conversation. Sister Niambe or Sister Viola, press the 1. And see, we got somebody here. Is this Sister Viola?
Yes, sir, it is. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam, Sister Viola.
And okay. Sister Diambe, if you're there, press the one on your pad when you come in. Sister Diambe, press the one. And we're still waiting for Sister Diambe.
Okay. Well, we'll get started with Sister Viola. Sister Viola, I'm going to ask you to start us off by telling us all about you and what you can do for the people and what you hope the people will get out of this program. So go ahead. You have the floor.
Thank you, Sister Ann, and also thank Brother Carlton. And I'd like to thank the believers and the people who put this together. I said, alhamdulillah to it, okay? I'm Sister Viola, ex first. I got my ex in 1971. I am an insurance agent. I'm an independent insurance agent. This is my third insurance company. I have two that are open and operating. One of them I did sell, one that I had an investment company attached to it. I did sell that, and I do have the other two. One is up and running, and the other one is in progress. Hexagon is open in Alabama, Maryland, Virginia, D.C., and the state of Michigan. That's where we're licensed at this time. And
okay.
We are taking on new – yes, ma'am. And we're taking on agents, anyone who would be interested in the insurance industry or want to talk about it. It's a good living in it. And I get straight to the point. You know whether or not you can earn – I mean, you can use – $400 or $500 extra a week, even part-time. You know, everything you do, you have to apply yourself, and it's not hard. But if you like to, you can always email me or call me. My number is public. I am 202-848-4569. 202-848-4569. I am considered an expert in the insurance industry, and I possess the licenses and the experience needed to vilify that statement. I sold my first insurance policy in 1977. I was working for Booker T. Washington Insurance Company. He was one of our first black millionaires in the United States and in the state of Alabama. He owned A.G. Gaston. He owned the Lorraine Motel where Dr. King met his demise, and I learned a lot from him. That's where I got my first job. He gave me the first job, and he told me, he always called me little sister, and he always told me about how he admired the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. And if you have read the book, I think it's Brother Demetrius' book, he wrote about how A.G. Gaston supported the Honorable Elijah Muhammad and the Nation of Islam at that time. And he gave me my first job when I moved from Michigan to the state of Alabama. And that's all praises due to Allah. I sell for various companies. I am independent. I'm with the Hexagon Group, which I own and I manage myself. I'm considered a business insurance specialist and advisor. I have worked both life and health insurance. I've contracted with a number of companies throughout the years, including Allstate. I think it was the last one that I contracted with. I didn't work for them. I was an independent contractor with them. I get that straight with people that I don't work for anyone. I work for myself, and I don't call that work. And I have been in the industry now for over 40 years. On and off, and I've always maintained my license. If there's any other questions you need to know from me, and I've won various and many awards and broke lots of records across the state of Alabama. And everybody, I always tell this one, everybody know the duck with Al Flack. I sold health insurance and across the board. for Aflac, and I'm one of the persons who helped put the duck in the southern region of the United States of America.
All right.
Proud achievement that I do have there, and when people hear that, everybody wants to hire me. So that gets me in the door to companies, and I do have a very good record. I've never been written up. I've never even had a complaint over the 40 years that I've been in the industry, because I tried to do, as the Honorable Elijah Muhammad taught us, walk in a straight manner, in an upright and straight manner. And that's meaning that you dot all I's, cross all T's, and ask yourself twice, am I doing the right thing? Thank you, ma'am. Assalamu alaikum, everyone.
Okay. All right. Is Sister Nyambe on yet, Brother Carlton?
Sister Nyambe, if you're on, press the 1 on your keypad so we can open your mic. And I don't think she's on yet, Sister Ann.
Okay. Okay, Sister Viola, I
yes,
have
ma'am.
A question. Now, every family has someone who refuses to get insurance, and they know it. So what should the family do?
Well, they call it an insurance advisor if they don't have any insurance, but what I'd like to say, if you don't mind me, I did bring a couple of notes with you.
Go ahead.
Ma'am.
Go
okay.
right ahead.
You asked me what did I want people to leave here knowing and remembering. I want them to learn to know tonight as a benefit field underwriter, which I am for the companies that I contract with. I want people to know how does life insurance work. You know,
okay.
I tell people, don't buy anything if you don't know how it works. You're going to buy a car and don't know how it works. You know, just because they said you're going to pay this amount. No, this is a life insurance policy is an investment, a very high profile investment. And if you notice, the insurance company, if you go to Washington, D.C., the insurance company, we rank above the banks. The banks can't even operate without us. The insurance companies is what rules the country. People don't know. It is the insurance company that insure Wall Street. But anyway, how does life insurance work? Life insurance pays a death benefit to your loved ones, which can help replace income or pay off debt when you die. It was originally designed to help cover burial costs and care for widows and orphans. Life insurance is now a flexible and powerful financial product. More than half of Americans have some sort of life insurance. That's according to the insurance research organization called LIMRA, which we have to examine for also. Life insurance can be issued as either an individual or group policy. Group policies, normally you get them at work. And there are catches to group policies because if you are terminated or you retire, were you going to have a life insurance policy, and now you're 10, 15, 20, 30 years older, okay? So you have to think in terms of having an individual outside policy that you own. The company owns this policy. You don't. Always remember that, have an outside insurance policy, okay? All right. We're looking at individual policies, not the group life insurance policies tonight, because I'm not talking to a group or an individual who owns a company. What is life
right.
insurance? Life insurance is a contract between you and an insurance company. You make regular premium payments to the life insurance company. In exchange, the company pays a death benefit to your beneficiaries. That is when you die. Depending on the type of policy you buy, life insurance can cover natural death, accidental death, and even illness or injuries while you're still alive. That's why we say we'll benefit people now. Because you can use your life insurance policy to draw money off of. We'll go further than that. There are basically two types of life insurance, term life and permanent life. Remember that, term life and permanent life. Term life covers you for a fixed amount of time, while permanent life insurance covers you until the end of your life. Generally, term life insurance is cheaper to purchase than permanent life. However, permanent life policies like whole life policies build cash value over time and don't expire. If you pay your premiums, term life policies have no value if you outlive the contract, because it is for the term life represent a certain number of years that you have agreed in a contract with the company, the carrier, to cover you for 10, 15, 20, up to 30 years. You don't have to have, it's not permanent. I just put it that way. All right. How term life insurance works? Term life insurance coverage lasts for a period of time chosen when it's purchased. If you hear people talking about it, term life is more popular because it offers large payout at a lower cost than permanent life insurance. And it is, remember, a temporary solution. And there's reasons you may want term life insurance. There are three reasons that we say. You want term life insurance to ensure your child, or to make sure your child has money to go to college even if you die. You may have a mortgage that you don't want to saddle your spouse with after your death. And you can't afford the higher premium of permanent life insurance, but you still want some coverage. That's the purpose of permanent life, I mean, term life insurance. There are some variations. Oh, ma'am?
I just said okay.
Okay. All right. I'm not going to go. Okay, there are some variations on typical term life insurance policies. Convertible policies allow you to convert them to permanent life policies. That's a very important factor when you're buying a term life insurance policy. Make sure that when it reaches its term, that you can convert it either to a new term policy or permanent policy. You always want that conversion in it. That's one thing. So if you don't know that, you won't ask. And I have people calling me for advice all the time. And I had a person that called last week to give you a very good example. They bought what is called a decreasing term life insurance policy. And a lot of the banks are selling decreasing term life insurance kind of policies. When it's free, they'll give a decreasing term life insurance policy. So if it's decreasing, that means the amount is going to die out. Well, anyway, this particular gentleman passed on, and he had put $8,000 in a $6,000 policy, and they found out too late. But even further than that, the policy was a decreasing. He had the policy for X number of years, and the money had decreased down because every year it goes backwards. It only covers you for so many years. It gave him a high amount, and then it decreased down. And the son called me and said that policy had decreased down to, I think, less than $300. So be very careful.
That's a decreasing term.
We're talking about term insurance policy. Term insurance.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Be very careful. They'll say some agents, everybody ain't straight. I'm going to be honest with you. They'll say you a term policy and never tell you it's a decreasing term policy. That's right. So just be careful. That's just something I made a real note on, because I've been seeing that in older insurance policies now, in older people.
Mm.
Yes, ma'am. Everybody ain't what they call kosher. Okay, how permanent life insurance works. This is how it works. Permanent life insurance policies cover you until death, assuming you pay your premium. Home life is the most well-known version of this type of life insurance, but there are other flavors, we call it, including universal life and variable life. Permanent life insurance policies build cash value as they age. A portion of the premium payments is added to a cash account, which can earn interest or be invested dependent on the type of policy you hold. Cash value usually rises quickly at the beginning of the policy's life. When you're younger and cheaper to insure, that is, whole life policies increase cash value at a fixed rate, while universal policies fluctuate with the market. It takes time to build the cash value in these accounts, which you should consider when buying life insurance. You can use the cash value of your life insurance while you're still alive. That's how I sent my fourth child and paid for that first year at Howard University out of an insurance policy. I cashed my policy out, that particular policy. Trust me, it works. You can borrow from
okay.
it also. Okay, you can borrow from your whole life policy also. You can make withdrawals from it or just use the interest payments to cover premiums later in your life. I've done that before, too. In my last divorce, I had a policy, and my whole financial situation changed, and I looked at my policy, and I had 5 years of premiums that I didn't have to pay no more. So I told them I wanted to get them out of my cash value because I didn't want to lose my policy. So see, down the line, these things are cash. That's why I like to sell them to young people, and young people can get lots of insurance because, like we say, it's cheaper. You can even surrender the policy, trading your death benefits for the value currently in the account. You can do that also. You can trade it. You can give it back. It works like an annuity sometimes. All of these options can create complex tax issues. So be sure you talk to a fee-based financial advisor before tapping your cash value out of your policy, because you can cash it out and you don't realize that. Oh, I didn't know, because we're talking about people that got $400,000 and $500,000 worth of insurance. They may go get $200,000 and ask for a surrender on it and don't realize that I got to pay taxes if I withdraw that money before I die.
Right.
So I try to, yes, ma'am. And when I sell a policy, I sold two policies to a young family at $500,000 each. And those are very popular with young people, you know, under 40. And it's prices. Two of them is usually around $50, $55. And I advise young people to buy as much insurance as you can while you're young, because if something happens to your health, you can't get insurance anymore. Because in order to get insurance, let me inject this, because I know there's a lot to cover. In order to get insurance, you got to make an application. Because you got money don't mean you can buy insurance. You can get an insurance policy. If your health is not good, if your health don't meet the criteria of the application and underwriting, that you will be denied, or you can have to go to another kind of policy. It's not what you want. So your health is a big factor, and your health, your age, your gender, whether you're a smoker or non-smoker, these are the factors. Think about that when you and if you're a smoker, it's going to cost you a bit more. Also, don't lie and say that you don't smoke, and because they're going to check it when they come in and do your medicine. So some people do that. I've had some people that they were denied because they lied to me. They lied about their weight. But just tell the truth and just work. If you're serious, tell the truth about these applications, because there's no way. They got the MIB. That's the Medical Information Bureau. Don't say you're not taking medication or you never haven't taken any medication within a number of years. It's going to show up. They're going to check the Medical Information Bureau. All insurance companies do that. That's all part of the underwriting. So I just tell people to just be truthful, and let's just work from that. You'd be surprised, you know, what can happen. Whole life insurance. Whole life policies with their guaranteed payout, potential cash value, fixed premium, sounds like great products, but that all comes at a cost. Cash. Whole life premiums are a lot higher than term life insurance premiums. If you compare an average life insurance rate, you can see the difference. For example, $500,000 of whole life coverage for a healthy 30-year-old woman costs around $3,558 a year. You can divide that by 12. That's annually, okay, on an average. But that same level of coverage with a 20-year term, for 20 years, it's $500,000 for 20 years, that's a policy, is only costing $193 annually or a year. You see the big difference and see why it's such a big seller? Because they can buy so much. Uh-huh. So think about it. If you're young and your money is short and, you know, say, you know, you're a student or you know your life situation is going to get better in 10 years or 15 years, buy that much term life insurance with a conversion in it so that when the time comes, or you can convert it even before the time comes if you want to a permanent whole life policy. But in the meantime, you're covered for 20 years or 10 years for $500,000. that's something to think about. And, you know, there's no excuse for anyone to die nowadays and not leaving something to the family. I'm talking to young people, middle-aged people, or whomever, because I have a lot of grandparent policy. You know, grandparents will buy, as they said, a little piece of insurance for their little nephew or their little grandson, Joey. And we sell a lot of that, small policies. One lady called me. She said, I'm going to leave my little nephew about $5,000. You think you can put a policy on me? And she was up in age. She was about 67, 68, something like that, which she did buy something. And plus she bought it whole life. So she lived another 10, 15, 20 years. Can you imagine what's going to be in that policy when she handed it over to him? That's something to think about. That's a good way of saving. And it is at the top of everybody's financial portfolio is an insurance policy. Because everything that you have in your portfolio, what if you lose it? But you got your insurance policy. You can always take that. If you got a good whole life insurance policy, you can always take it to the bank. You have money. That's built up money. You can give it to I have done it. I'm telling you things that I know to be true and others have done it. I bought some endowment policies. These are policies that I bought for my children as they were born. They don't sell them like that anymore. And at a certain time, they expire. The same thing, they're nothing but term. It was nothing but term policy, but they call them endowed. They endow, which means that you had to take the money when the life term of the policy expired. So I took those policies and plus a policy of my husband to the bank and handed them to the bank as a collateral. They hold them because if I died before I paid it out, they have the insurance policy, and they would cash the policy, and the balance of whatever it is would go back to my estate. So this is one of the insurance policies, the first thing you need in your estate. What is going to protect your estate? That's something we need to talk about sometime, protecting your estate and building an estate and how to protect it at the same time. What if you die and you got all these items? You got you got three houses here, four houses there, but guess what? You have all of this. You got trucks, cars, children in college. Yes, you're taking care of that now because you're working. But what if something happens? What if in the event you become ill and you can't work like you could? Or what if you die? Who's going to take care of all of that? And then if they even sell it off, there's going to be estate taxes. And that's what the rich buy. They buy insurance policies for their estate taxes because they don't want anything to come off of that which they have already have accumulated in value. So the insurance policy, say they said, well, I'm probably going to have to pay about $500,000 in estate taxes. They're going to buy an insurance policy to cover that so that everything else they have is free and clear. So that's one of the things we need to think about, too, as we accumulate wealth. And that's what we're all talking about, especially young people, is what? Accumulating wealth. Okay, some common life insurance terminologies that every insurance policy has four commonalities in terminology: premiums, beneficiary, death benefits, and riders. Your premiums are the payments you make to the insurance company. For term policies, these cover the cost of your insurance and administrative fees. With the permanent policy, you'll also be able to pay money into a cash value account. So that's where the premiums go. Okay, the beneficiaries, as everybody probably know, are the people who receive money when the covered person dies. So choosing life insurance beneficiaries is an important step in planning the impact of your life insurance policy or your life insurance. Beneficiaries are often spouses, children, or parents, but you can choose anyone. And then there's the death benefit. This is a reference to the total amount of money the beneficiaries will be paid when the covered person dies. On an insurance policy, when you die, I have never known that it's to be taxed. Okay? There is no income. No, ma'am, there's no income tax on that. Okay, when you choose this value, okay, death benefits. Okay, when you choose this value, when you make this policy, was it $500,000 or $200,000 or $50,000? You buy a policy, and the amount is something but not always a fixed value. because I told you there were other kinds of insurances like variable universal and variable life. But we're talking about the permanent whole life right now. And in the permanent whole life, you have a fixed amount and you have a fixed premium, which will not increase nor will it decrease. Okay, and then there's the rider. That's the riders are options you can add to that life insurance policy. You might want your premiums covered if you're no longer able to work. Something happened and you can't work, and you got what? A $120 a month premium, and you can't work and pay that. How are you going to pay it? I suggest that people buy you a rider to attach that so that, hey, you will have your insurance. You'll continue your coverage. You may want to add a child. These problems, you can do that with a rider. There are spouse riders. You can different kinds of riders. Your insurance person will tell you what your options are in riders. And by paying for a life insurance rider, you can add those and other features to your policy. An insurance policy can be built. Who needs insurance? Who needs life insurance, sister? Life, like all insurance, life insurance was designed to solve a financial problem. Life insurance is important because when you die, your income disappears. If you have a spouse, children, or anyone dependent on you financially, they're going to be left without support. Even if no one depends on your income, there will still be costs associated with your death. That can mean your spouse, child, or relatives will have to pay for funerals or your burial and other end-of-life expenses. As you think about the amount of life insurance coverage, you need to consider your beneficiaries and what they will need if something should happen to you. If your wife or spouse or whomever depending on your paycheck every week, or a child in college depending on you spending X number of dollars or depending on you to pay that tuition, guess what? And you're not there to pay it. That's a hardship you put on your wife and your hardship and a disappointment that you can put on your children, because your children may not be able to go to college. They may not be able to finish the next semester. So these things, I get a chill when I think about these things. I raised 5 children. Down through my life, I carried a $10,000 policy for each one of my children, made out to each one of my children, to be used for their first year of college in the event of my death. Yes, ma'am. I want to make sure they got that first year, because they got that first year, they're supposed to have enough smart to get on the dean list and get the rest of that scholarship. You know, I can give you help, but you got to help yourself up, and they'll tell you. I preach that. So we have to look out for them. They don't know how to look out for themselves. That's why Allah made us the parents and made them the children. How right. much life insurance do you need? The amount of life insurance you need depends on what you're trying to do. That's what I'm trying to say. If you're just covering end-of-life expenses, you won't need as much as if you're trying to replace lost income or trying to protect your children in college. And we have lots of people that I'm finding now who have children who have had the EDD, and I think I don't know, excuse me if I'm getting that wrong, but have this, one of the DDDs, learning difficulties. And you have to look out for
ADD. Those
children.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yes, ADD. I got so much on my head. My apologies. Yes, ma'am. And a lady called me, and she said she has a son and a daughter. I'm talking about, we're finding 2 and 3 in families. Y'all be surprised. And she says, what if something happened to us? I said, you better get an insurance trust. And that's what I told her. I'd helped her to develop an insurance trust that would make sure once she get her children, she's going to get all of them a skill, she says. She's working on that now. But in the event they need some support, she's going to have money in a trust so that they will be allocated X number of dollars every month or every year or if they're in need. When I worked in the court system, I worked with trust accounts, and they were given out. They had it set. You set up a trust account the way you want it set up. You know, when I had trust accounts for my children before they got adults and could take care of themselves, I set things up the way I wanted. My money was going to talk when I went to the grave. That's my money.
Mm-hmm.
That's
okay.
Right. Make your money talk when you're going to the grave. So, hey, leave a statement back here. That's what I tell people. Insurance is fun to me because it's reality. We don't believe in no spookism. As sure as we're born, we're going to die. Do you want to leave nothing when you die? If you don't leave nothing but $1,000, that'll help out on your barrel. Don't have people having to send a GoFund for you. What that said about you all your life, you didn't buy yourself a $5,000 insurance policy? That's
now you're talking.
Yes, that's very irresponsible. No, we shouldn't be that way. Have something. That takes pride. That's pride to me. That's pride. Another thing, how life insurance is priced. I get a lot of questions about that. Your health is one of the most important parts of determining your life insurance premium. Healthy, how to eat to live. Healthier people are less likely to die, which means companies can charge them less for life insurance. Younger people are also less likely to die soon, so life insurance is cheaper on an average for them now. But I got a report from the Insurance Association. That is the difference now. There's a high risk in young people buying policies because of COVID-19, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And when this spike protein gets kicking in, it's going to get, well, they know it is, and things, they're making the applications hard. There was a time that if you were 16 years old, you didn't have to have a physical. See, now, if you come, anybody with COVID-19, I don't know, no insurance company's going to cover them. You know what I'm saying? If they do it, it's $2,000. What can you do with it? You're not going to, you can't get married and depend on the insurance policy because nobody's going to sell to you. Your health is not allowed to be able to buy a policy. You have to qualify for insurance. No, they just don't give it to you because you got money. They don't care about your money. You have to qualify. And that health is your number one factor. If you can't get past the health question, a lot of my companies tell me, and I'm an independent broker, they tell me, and the application says, if they do not pass these health questions, in other words, tear the application up and ask them, can you sell them something else? You know, well, I got this over here. So health is very, very important. If you need a small amount of coverage, you might be better off checking to see if your employer offers life insurance as a perk. Employee life insurance can often cover basic end-of-life expenses and may cover some of all your annual salary. Basic coverage usually doesn't require an exam and may be even free. I wanted to tell everybody that. I got a hint note here. If you're working for a company, go to them and ask them if they offer the insurance policy. And it's cheaper there, and you don't have to take a physical. Okay, if you get it there, remember there are two things. If you should leave there, you either have to take that policy with you, and when you pay it, you're going to start back paying the premium that you paid that was cut out of your pay, plus you're going to have to pay the premium that the company was paying. So you got to pay full premium. So the premium's going to really go up. That's why I tell people, buy you an outside insurance policy. Anything can happen. You can get sick and can't go to work tomorrow. You don't have an insurance policy. And you may not have COBRA, something that allows you to bring it in. So I just wanted to throw that in, Sister Anna. Life insurance pays out after you die and can be an important safety net for your family. And you can get free on life insurance quotes if you choose.
Okay.
I'll
close
that for a moment if there's any questions.
Yes. At this time, we do entertain questions if there are any. Brother Carlton, are there people?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Brothers and sisters, it's the time of my show where you can participate by giving a comment or ask a question. Press the 1 on your dial, and we will bring you into the conversation. And I have a couple of questions, Sister Viola. I have two questions. One is, are there any cooperatively owned insurance companies? And I ask that question because I'd love to see a Muslim community or the Nation of Islam eventually have our own insurance for our people.
When you say cooperative, what are you referring to? When you say cooperative in insurance, that means, I want to know what you mean by that, because you're talking about a whole...
Yes, ma'am. Yes, what I mean by cooperative is I mean the business entity, just like a co-op is a company
which
owners are the the owners of the company are those who are either working on it or either purchasing the product. And so right now, insurance companies are private. And just like you said, they get to be some of the richest shareholders or richest people in the world. But if there a possibility to have an insurance company where the people who are participating in the insurance company benefit from the profits of the insurance company?
Yes, sir. In insurance, they have non-participating and participating policies. Participating policies is where the policy owner, they are like cooperative owners in that policy. That's why they get dividends, okay? And non-participating do not. Yes, you can come together and formulate your own insurance company. I went to Brother Burdick about three or four Savior's Day ago, and we talked about that briefly. You know, I took it to him. Just what you're saying, I didn't use the term cooperative because wherever you are going to become domestic at, your domestic ground is going to be where you're going to open up at, they may require something else. You see what I'm saying? They may allow something and they may not. Remember now, your state's a home rule. State's got various rules, okay? So it doesn't matter. But anyway, yes, sir, you could come together, say the farm. You could come together and say, hey, we're going to, we want our own insurance company. You can do that. You just
praise
got
be to Allah.
Call the insurance company. Tell them what you want to do, and they'll give you the regulations for you. They'll tell you how much money you got to have. They tell you what kind of certification. They will tell you every step of the way. But the biggest thing about it, it's just about the money, you know. And, hey, if enough of us get together, money ain't no problem.
That's right. Yes, ma'am.
That's
so
right,
my second question is, in terms of insurance applications, are they considering whether you are vaccinated or not? I mean, do they penalize you for being vaccinated or do they penalize you for being not vaccinated?
No, sir. That has not entered the insurance industry, and I don't think they want that in here either.
Why is that?
No, sir. You have biasism. We don't want that. They don't want that in the insurance industry. You know, you got to say now. Only way they would do that I see they would do that. I can't say what's not going to happen. But the only way I can see that be done is that it become a federally mandated something on them. That's the only way I can see it being done. And I'm sure others would say the same thing. And it's not even something that comes up, and I get lots of papers, and I read everything every day, journals and whatever, and I got the last report. It sure would have been. Nobody said anything about that. No, sir. Everything is as is. Write policies, get people insured as fast as possible.
Okay, well, I'm going to call you.
It's a free will something.
I'm going to call you, Sister Viola, before they change their minds.
I don't think they're going to change their mind on that, trust me, brother. But anything can happen, but
yes,
I don't think that's too much at stake right there. That's too much.
Okay.
I mean, they'll take us to sit down over dinner and talk about rap on that one.
Okay. Now, Sister Viola, what
ma'am
state do you cover? Oh, is there someone else?
No, ma'am. Just invite, if any listeners have a question, press the 1 so we can recognize you. Right now, there's no one else at the end.
Okay. Well, Sister Viola, what states do you cover?
Right now, I cover every state in the United States, including the Virgin Islands, okay? As an independent broker. And choose whatever state I want to work in.
Okay.
I just have kept it limited because I didn't want to spread myself out too thin. And then I got, the pandemic made you lazy anyway.
Right. Yes. Well, I know not long ago I got an email or a message asking whether or not you and your family were covered by insurance. I think it's very important that people have insurance. Don't let not having the money be a problem. You can even have it taken directly out of your check every month. So you don't see it, don't miss it.
And we have
but
a caller.
Everybody. Okay, okay. But everybody needs insurance.
Calling with the last four digits, 804. What's your name? Where are you calling from? Caller 8804. Your mic is open.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
This is Sister Andrea, and thank you so much, Sister Viola, for coming on as our guest today. I do have a question. As I'm getting older, I'm noticing I no longer am able to get, I mean, the whole life policies are so extremely high that, you know, basically term life is put 60. And then I noticed that it always cuts off at 75 or 80. So should we be getting burial policies or something else? Because we will have no insurance should we have that long life that we desire. That's my question.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you, dear sister. This is how you can do it. I can't tell you what to do, but because I'm not advising you. It depends on you, how you want to weigh it. Some people, depends on what you want to do. And if you're older, are we speaking from an older perspective? You did say an older, you know, I'm trying to see the age that you're talking about, in the 40s or the 50s or what. I'll just speak for it. Like in the 30s is the time to buy whole life insurance, like I said earlier. 20s and 30s, if you're 19 and working, get a policy. Encourage the young people. I'm going to say this so they can encourage young people when they go to work to buy that outside insurance. Don't let them tell you, I got some at the plant or I got some on the job. Yeah, but when they leave the job, they ain't going to have no insurance. So encourage them to get an outside policy. I preach that to people that I go see. Sister, if I would look to see, if it was me, if I could get a burial amount, like you say, that's what you call it, a burial amount that's going to cover what I need at my death, okay? And it's cheaper and don't run the risk of expiring on me, like you say, you know, end at age 65. You just have to compare the prices. It's just hard to say without actually doing an analysis on the person's age and their health. But I do sell them like that sometimes. You got some people says it depends on the price. I'm going to be honest with you. And you have to make the option whether or not am I going to change. I'm going to live longer than 65. So do I want to pay this kind of money out till I get 65 and then I got to go and buy a burial policy? This is the rationale. This is the reasoning you got to do with yourself. This is how you have to make your choice. I hope I can kind of answer that without, because I can't tell you what to do. But if it was me and I was 65 and I needed, if I was 50 and needed some insurance, unless I needed something that's going to cover a mortgage or the balance of a mortgage or something in specific, that if something happened to me in the next 10 years or 15 years and I can buy a term policy, I would do it like that. But in another reason, if I'm at a certain age and the policy don't expire, most policies, ma'am, expire at 85, 80 and 85. So you might want to look into that also. But if you got a policy that's going to expire at 65, I would weigh the cost factor. I'm going to be honest with you. And what are the possibilities of, can you get another policy? Are there any health courses? Are you having any health issues? I tell everybody, before you ever release a policy, ask yourself, do I have any health issues or can I qualify for a new policy?
Thank you.
Okay. And we have another caller. Caller with the last four digits, 7115. What's your name and where are you calling from?
My name is Sister Lucille. I'm from St. Louis. And I wanted to ask her a question. Well, I got on kind of late. I apologize. Did she cover accidental death? And what is her take on that accidental death policy?
Okay, accidental death. I did mention it under life insurance. Accidental death policy, either you can buy it, number one, you can buy it independently or you can buy it as a rider. It's just what it says. In the event, if you buy it separately, in the event that there is an accident and you lose your life, it pays the face amount, just like an insurance policy. But if you die, it's not going to pay. It only pays in the event of an accident. And if you have a whole life policy or you have any other policy, a life insurance policy that you can attach a rider to, you can attach it for a little of nothing to your insurance policy. So those are the two ways that you can get it. And that's how it works. It only pays in the event of an accident. And most of them spell out exactly which event of an accident that they will pay out for. So look at that when you're buying one. And as
yes,
you know, suicide, there's any suicide prior to 2 years, it's not going to pay. They only give you that which you put in it plus 10%.
Okay, yes, ma'am. Thank you.
You're welcome, sweetie.
Okay, that's all the callers.
Okay. Well, Sister Viola, I certainly thank you for being on. And I hope that everyone who is listening will take down your number. You want to give that again?
Yes, ma'am. I will. 202-848-569.
Okay. And for everyone who's listening who don't have insurance, you need to think about getting insurance. She has explained the different types, and I'm sure she'll be able to explain it again to you if you are wanting insurance, and get that insurance. Just because we're in the nation and if we eat right and live right, we're promised a long life, but that's not always a guarantee. But however, in any situation, you need to be able to take care of your final expenses, your burial expenses. Don't just walk around and leave that up to everybody else after you're gone. I started out by asking you, Sister Viola, in cases where you have relatives that you know are not going to be responsible enough to have an insurance policy, I would go ahead and get an insurance policy to cover their funeral expenses, because what's going to happen is the family has to call around and like you said, what kind of account? A GoFundMe, set up a GoFundMe account.
For a grown person.
Yes, yes. And that's not necessary. If you are living and have income, get your insurance policy in order. Now, do you have anything else you want to say?
And Dr. Ridgely is on too, Satan.
Okay. Dr. Ridgely?
Yes, Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam,
sir. I know that. Don't have time to answer this question fully, but maybe you can just give it to me very briefly. How do the insurance company make money?
By collecting premiums.
What's the major way of making money?
For insurance companies, the provider?
Yes.
You talking about the, say, for instance, Allstate, Mutual Omaha, and those companies like that?
Yes.
okay? They collect your premiums. Make it real simple. Collect your premiums. They take your premiums, taking a risk with you, whether you live or you die, you become injured or illness, whichever kind of policy you have, and they take those premiums and they reinvest those premiums. Just that simple. And most of them are done. That's why so many of the policies, like the universal policies, become index policies. There are some policies, if you have a certain kind of license attached to your license, you cannot sell. Yes, sir. That's how they do it. You ask me how, collect your premiums, take your premiums, and they reinvest your premiums.
Okay. So do you get anything out of that investment, or do this just that's their investment, and then they have the money to pay out the premiums?
They always have the money to pay the premiums.
Okay.
Okay. Let me. I'm sorry. What do you get? What you get is the peace of mind knowing that in the event, whatever you bought that policy for, if that should occur at any given time, that policy is in place, is active, that it will pay the face amount regardless of what it is of that policy to your beneficiaries.
Thank you.
But one more thing, let me tell you too. If you have a whole life policy, that whole life policy is you receive it pays you investment. Okay. Your money grows. It's called tax value. It builds value. Your policy, a whole life policy, builds value. That's why it costs much more than term life. It has no value other than the face amount. Yes, sir. Go ahead.
So you say it's index. So in other words, they take the money, they invest it in stocks and bonds from other companies,
mm-hmm.
and then as those increase, then you get a percent of that that goes into your premium or into, you know, to increase your wealth.
It does not go into your premiums. It goes into your cash value if you have that particular kind of policy.
Okay.
And then
so
some
still, it'll be $500,000 at the end, right? But you're saying that there,
right.
then it has cash value. So if you cash out before the end of the policy, then you it may have increased because of the investments that they invested for you.
Yes, and it is, and one thing about a whole life policy that we're speaking of, it's guaranteed to increase in value. It has a cap, a ceiling on how much it will increase every year. Some of them guarantee you 6%, some of them now guaranteeing 4%. But if the market go to a certain ratio, then it might up and pay you 10% with a cap of 12% on it.
Okay. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, we have had a very good program tonight. And I want to thank Viola. Yes.
I'd like to say something, address us up to Brother Carlton for a hot second. Brother
yes,
Carlton.
Go ahead.
Yes,
yes,
ma'am.
Sir, Brother Carlton. If you would please contact me, I tried contacting you in a matter of such back here a few months ago. I can show you how to work around some things to get your foot in the door to do what you want to do.
Okay, yes, ma'am. I'll call you. I'll give you a call tomorrow, Sister Viola.
Okay, what's a good time you're going to call? I have to make sure I'm in place.
I don't know. But what I'll do is I'll call you and I'll leave you a voice message or a text and we can arrange a time.
Okay, then. Let's do that then. But any time after 5 o'clock is good. After 4 o'clock is good for me, though. Let me say it like
okay.
that.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right, then. Yes, I'm glad you mentioned that. I wasn't going to mention it because I said, oh, well, maybe they're not just interested in making no money.
Yes,
you know,
ma'am.
Like
I will give
a I'm telling somebody, that's the one thing I don't do in insurance and never have done it. I don't chase no dollar. I'm straight up. You tell me what you want, how much you can spend, and I'll show you what's in the market that you can buy, and it's your choice. Just that simple.
All right. Ma'am.
All right. Well, thank you again, Sister Viola, so much. This has been a very good program. You gave excellent
ma'am.
Information, and I really appreciate it.
Yes, ma'am.
Losing ground. Although I am black and brown, problems got me pessimistic. Brothers and sisters keep messing up. Why does it have to be so damn dumb? I don't know where I can go to let these ghosts out of my skull. My grandma passed, my brother's gone.
Alone.
I never at once felt so alone.
Alone.
I know you're supposed to be my steering wheel.
Uh-huh.
Not just my fair tire.
Down to Peace Street. Headliner, I challenge you to a game of horseshoes. A game of horseshoes.